are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Imagine a marriage where both partners share responsibilities equally. Sounds fair, right? Egalitarianism, yane, is about splitting roles and tasks evenly. It's like being on the same team where both players have equal say and share the load. So let's delve deeper with my pastor, Pastor Mapitela, where we're going to be looking at how people can, in fact, use this approach, or how this approach works and why it might be a good fit for some couples. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Sister Zanela. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for coming through and being with us.
Welcome, sister.
Indeed. Before we start, I'm going to ask them, Mfundisi, that can you please offer a word of prayer?
Sure, that. Let's pray. Our kindly Father, we come again before the throne of mercy. Thanking you, dear Lord, for the opportunity which you have just afforded us to discuss an issue, dear Lord, that can enhance other relationships to become better. Thank you so much for using us. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Another big word that is coming through today, egalitarian. Yabon, I'm getting there, Fundis. So what does egalitarianism mean in the context of marriage, and how does it actually work?
Okay, egalitarianism. Actually, it's a word, or maybe I say it is a school of thought that is coming from which was derived rather from the word egali.
Okay.
E-G-A-L-L-Y, yeah, something like that, egali, which means equally.
Okay.
So another term actually for egalitarianism is equalitarianism.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so self-explanatory. Yeah, equalitarianism. In fact, in marriage, it refers to a relationship where partners share equal power, equal authority, and equal responsibility. And actually, this model, this marriage model, it actually emphasizes, what it emphasizes, mutual respect, trust, and communication, whilst rejecting traditional gender roles and hierarchies.
Okay.
Yeah, you see now, that's egalitarianism or equalitarianism.
Okay.
In other words, it just says all people are equal. And they are actually entitled to equal opportunities and equal responsibilities. Yeah, that's egalitarianism. Yes.
Okay. So how can couples in Fundisi ensure that sharing responsibilities equally doesn't lead to confusion or imbalance? Because I think you were answering there, you did mention the issues of culture or so. Cultural norms dictate one thing. But then now when we are going to be sharing equals the same way, it goes against, you know, the cultural norms. So how can couples make sure or ensure that the shared responsibilities don't confuse things?
Yeah, that's a good one. But they need to understand, maybe before they understand how this kind of thing leads, how best can they actually do it so that they don't, they're not led into confusion and imbalance of whatsoever. They need to understand that this thing, when it works in equal making decision or decision making, and also there's shared responsibility, like you said, shared responsibility. And this is actually what will cause confusion. Because the moment we start sharing responsibility, the moment we start talking of equal decision making, and the moment we start talking of there are no hierarchies, you know, all those things, we actually end up maybe being confused. But how then can we work in this model but still not getting confused? There must be lots of communication, my sister. Yeah, regularly discuss expectations, needs, and concerns. That's one thing that's so important in this model. And you need to communicate. And also, there must be clearly outlined responsibilities. You need to clearly outline responsibilities. That's kind of defined roles. You need to define roles. This will not lead you into confusion. And more so, now that you say you are actually dividing your responsibilities equally, you need to assess skills so that your sharing will not be based on gender, but on skills. And another thing, you know, planning. If you don't plan, they say you are still planning to fail.
Sure.
And yeah, that's the thing. And you need to create a schedule. I don't know. You say schedule. you need to create a schedule. And another thing that is very important, Sister Zanelli, there must be flexibility.
Mm.
There must be flexibility. Adapt roles as circumstances change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, you know, today my wife is not pregnant. We share responsibilities equally. But 3 months down the line, she's pregnant and things change.
Sure.
And we need to adapt. So we need to be flexible.
Mm.
We need to be flexible. I don't know if it is not shooting down the equalitarianism thing of it, but there must be flexibility. And also regularly evaluate and rebalance responsibilities.
Mm.
Regularly. As you move, you need to evaluate, reevaluate, and rebalance the responsibilities.
Okay.
And also respect boundaries.
Yeah.
That one is very serious.
I like
respect
that.
Boundaries and avoid blame.
I like that.
Yeah. And also show appreciation. Show appreciation. While least we have shared equally, I shouldn't say that because we've shared equally, there's no need for me to appreciate both. I'm also contributing equally. Start appreciate, you find that we are not confused in our doings.
Yeah.
Let's lead together.
Mm. Like that. Loving that, Mpundisi. And it quite, the communication, even though we are communicating, you know, as you're saying that we must communicate, but there will be challenges, you know. So what are some challenges that couples, for example, may face when trying to maintain equal roles, and how can they overcome them, you know, where it doesn't lead to a point where someone saying, you mean indoor dala? I'm the man, you know. So how can they overcome those challenges that they may face? And what are those challenges?
Okay, so there are two questions here. What are those challenges and how to overcome those challenges? Okay, maybe, may I say, you know, the most common challenge, it comes from our tradition or our culture is, maybe let me put it in the aspect of Africans, where we say, umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, we talk of Ubuntu, and when we talk of Ubuntu, you're saying, I am because we are.
Yes.
So at the end of the day, there is society. No matter I'm married to my beautiful lady, but there is society that makes us who we are. So the first challenge that we face in this model are societal expectations.
Mm.
Yeah, societal expectations. We are trying to break free from our traditional gender roles and societal pressures. And we'll face it.
Mm-hmm.
I say that's the first challenge. And also, you know, another challenge is communication barriers.
Mm.
It's like I won't be able to express my needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's difficult for me to express my needs, my desires, even my concerns.
Mm.
Yeah, because there's equality here. It's equality here. And another thing, you know, one thing that we need to appreciate and acknowledge is that we have got different work styles.
Yes.
So we have divided our responsibilities. And while you see carrying out your responsibilities, you might carry them in a different way that I would have carried them because we have got different approaches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and usually that creates problems. Because you said, Pastor, it's you who is cooking today. Then I'm there by the stove and I'm cooking, and then you come say, no, you don't put salt like that. No, that's not the way. You know, that kind of thing. No, you're putting too much oil. That's so that's another challenge, my sister.
Yeah.
And also in this one, another challenge would be financial disparities.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, we are paid. We are not paid equally.
Mm.
Yeah, and the way we use money is not the same. You know, we will never use the money the same way because of our backgrounds, where we are coming from.
Yes.
Someone will say buying an ice cream is just being mindless.
Mm-hmm.
And someone will say buying ice cream, actually, you know, it's something that will make my mind fresh.
Mm.
And because of that, there will be some challenges. And another one, maybe before I come to how we overcome, would be some personal biases.
Okay.
Yeah, we are two strangers we have met.
Mm.
And unconsciously, there are some biases which will just come, because whatever you are doing, I'll say, no, you're not doing it in the right way.
Yes.
think that's the right way that should be done. But how do we overcome now? That's where the question is.
Yes.
How do we overcome? Yeah. We have spoken of communication. There must be open communication, my sister.
Okay.
Yeah, regular and honest discussions. They need to be there. And active listening.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We have spoken of flexibility before. Mm. We need to be able to adapt to changing circumstances and needs. Mm-hmm. We can overcome those changes. We can. And the worst of it, you know what? You need to compromise.
Oh.
Yeah, you need to compromise. There's no way. Because one thing that you need to do in this model, you must always find mutual acceptable solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Mutual, even if I don't believe it, I must compromise.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only way that we can avoid some of these challenges. And also trust building. I mean, trust building is something that you just need to always, you need to foster trust through reliability and follow through. Because once we start doing these things and we say, this you'll do and I'll be doing this. And when you are doing it, I need to say you are reliable in doing it. Do it perfectly and do it wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Then building trust, even when I'm not there, I know it will be done. Yeah. I think those are some of the things that we can do to overcome these challenges.
Mm-hmm. So on the issue of compromising, Fundisi, what if someone feels like, hey, I've been compromising. How then do we deal with that?
You know, one thing that we need to bear in mind in this discussion, Sister Zanelle, is that we are talking about two different marriage models.
Okay.
The one that we spoke of yesterday and the one that we are speaking of today.
Mm.
And these two different models, we are saying to our listeners, instead of you fighting over saying, no, we don't want equality, we don't want equality, or by you saying we don't want complementing each other, you need to know the two models and mm-hmm. be able to choose. The moment you choose to be in the equalitarianism model, then you need to go with compromising.
Mm.
Because you don't want the evils of complementarianism. So at the end of the day, you find that many times, challenges come because somebody is saying, I've been compromising, and it's only me who's compromising. Yet it must be to the both sides.
Yeah.
My wife and me. And I must be sensitive to emotions.
Mm.
Yeah. So that last time she compromised. And this time around, she's pushing me to compromise. And I stamp my foot and say, no, that ceases to be equalitarianism.
So how does this system, Mfundisi, this model help with decision making and handling everyday tasks in marriages? We spoke about the issues of compromising, but what about other issues? You know, how does it help when we have to make decisions?
Okay. I think in decision making, there are some benefits, Sister Zanelle.
Mm.
Because of mutual respect, there is equal input and consideration.
Mm.
You see, that's one thing that egalitarianism brings into marriage. Because we are all equal, we are saying we need to have mutual respect. You will actually ask me before you do anything, and I will ask you before I do anything.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is equal input in decision-making and equal consideration in decision-making. And also, since egalitarianism brings in the collaborative approach, you know, it helps in sharing, in decision-making.
Mm.
You just decide. Definitely, we need to sit down and say, finally, we have reached. Whether I've compromised or I've compromised, but at least there's this collaborative approach that is there.
Mm.
And also, in decision-making, because when you look at egalitarianism, it brings in increased communication. We've spoken of communication. So there's open discussion. Nobody will say, I thought, or whatsoever.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, you know, when you combine strengths and insights, it makes a balanced perspective.
Mm.
That's one thing that is so good with egalitarianism. And because of joint ownership, you know, of decisions, mm-hmm. there is reduced conflict.
Mm.
You know, many times conflicts come in place just because you have done something without consulting.
Yes.
Or with there's no joint ownership of decision making between the two of us. You can do something, then when you come and you're explaining to me, then conflict begins. But when there is this joint ownership, which comes through egalitarianism, you will definitely reduce conflicts in your marriage.
Indeed. So, Mfundisi, as we near the end here, what are some of the positive outcomes of having, you know, equal roles in a marriage? Would it be that there would be no, yes, today I'm so tired. Okay, let me not end.
Okay.
What are the benefits?
Yeah, you know, having equal roles in a relationship can lead to numerous, quite a lot positive outcomes. And they include emotional benefits, relational benefits, personal growth, practical benefits. There are a lot. And maybe may I just say a few on emotional benefits. There's increased intimacy and connection. This I like.
Mm-hmm.
When you're having equal roles in a relationship, there is increased intimacy. You know, maybe I just wanted to put this straight. Do you know that many times, sometimes men, we think that it is the responsibility of a woman to cook. And even if we are both working, we come back at 5 from work. And when we get home, I take my newspaper, I sit on the couch, and then I start reading the newspaper while my wife is standing on the stove cooking. And when she continues working in cooking, she gets tired. And that disturbs intimacy and closeness. And for that reason, with egalitarianism sharing equally, then there is increased intimacy and connection. And also, it improves communication and understanding. That leads to reduced conflicts and stress. And there is emotional support and validation. That's the emotional benefits that you get. And also, on the issue of personal growth, there's increased self-confidence and self-worth. You know, Sister Zanele, one thing that many women are suffering from today is low self-esteem just because of the comments and the way their men treat them. And egalitarianism actually will address this problem when someone says, we are equal, my friend. And at the end of the day, when you see yourself being treated equally, given equal opportunities in everything, in every decision-making, you feel that self-worth and it will improve your self-esteem.
Yeah,
those are some of the benefits. I cannot exhaust all of them, but unless if you have something else that you may need to elaborate on.
No, you are very, very clear, Mfundisi. So I'm just going to ask that you do offer a word of prayer for our listeners.
Thank you. Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, we are so thankful, dear Lord, for exposing us to both models. And we want to thank you, Father, for you have promised to bestow upon us wisdom. As we go through this life journey, it is our prayer, Father, that you may help us to make good decisions. And at the end of the day, Lord, may you cause us to respect each other and be able to pick which is right, that which is right for us. We have prayed this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Mpundisi. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you, sister. Good day, Lord.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.